When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome to another edition of the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and I'm a national certified therapist. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about a topic that's very, well, let's just say very spread from young to old. And I'm going to be talking about don't feed the bully, dealing with internal and external bullies, coming up on the Mental Health Today Show. Oh, that's great. You know, sometimes doing a live recording, you just don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if you heard that little blip. I started the music and then just kind of paused. Well, that's live for you, and I don't mind not being perfect. This is not a perfect and polished show because life is not perfect and polished. But I want to be able to offer you help and support and encouragement as best that I can. And doing this podcast and doing a Facebook Live show and Periscope and other social media that I do it because I want to encourage you. And because I know it's so hard when you're struggling with a mental illness or with any mental health issue, it's hard. Life is hard enough, but when you're struggling with anxiety, depression, or bipolar, or anger, or maybe you don't know exactly what it is, but you know something's up, it's hard to live life even without that. So my goal is to share this episode, share the show, the Mental Health Today show, and to be that support for you. And I know so many of you watch or listen, and I'm so thankful. And so before I get into the topic of today of don't feed the bully, I want to just ask for your feedback or ask for your support if you can. Now, you know, some of you have been following me for a long time. I've been doing this since June of 2015. And some of you have been watching or listening ever since then, and I appreciate that. And some of you might be brand new, and this might be the very first episode that you've ever seen. But if you know anything about production, there's always a cost involved, and I want to keep doing more. I want to do more episodes. I want to do more shows. I want to bring on more guests. But what happens, the more I do these shows, the more hosting that is required for this podcast and other expenses, and it just adds up. I want to do more, but I need your help, I guess is what I'm saying. If you're able to, at any amount, if you're able to help support the show, this is always free. I'm always going to have it free, but I also need some extra backers, some supporters. If you're able to, even starting at $3 a month, or you can even put in however much you can afford, any little amount will help tremendously. And I have a Patreon account. If you just go to thementalhealthtodayshow.com, and you can figure out or see how what you can do to sign up to be a supporter on Patreon. If you can do that, that'd be great. If not, that's fine too. But I know there's got to be some others out there willing to help, because your help will help me actually be able to continue to do the show and help even more people. Okay, so let's talk about the title of this episode, and that is Don't Feed the Bully, Dealing with Internal and External bullies in your life. I don't have to talk much about describing what a bully is. I think you probably know that. And so I want to talk about what to do. How do you know that someone's being a bully? And then what do you do to stand up to the bully without becoming a bully yourself? Because that would happen. That's what happens a lot of times. When someone's bullied, then they tend to take it out on other people in their life. And I always say, somebody who is hurting, bullies hurt others, and they're hurting themselves. And for whatever twisted reason, a bully, if they feel they think that they can tear someone else down and help build themselves up, but you know what? It doesn't work that way. And so often when we hear the term bully, I think our mind automatically goes to junior high school or elementary or even high school. So it goes back to our younger years, or maybe if you're in that age range right now, you're thinking, yeah, right now I'm in school and I'm at lunch and there's always that bully, whether it's a girl or a guy, who makes fun of you. It wants to make them look better in order to tear you down. So you might really relate to this. But there might be some of you who are adults who are still affected by a bully. So maybe you're at work or maybe you're somewhere else, and or maybe even in your own family, that somebody is making fun of you, or they always kind of put you down. They do things, maybe the look. And you just, it just makes you feel so small. And really, that's what a bully does, right? So whenever you are feeling small and somebody's making some kind of a comment, a jab, if you will, I can feel like a bully. And as adults, if you've ever been bullied as a younger child, it brings out that same emotion that you had when you're a little kid and somebody made fun of you. It hurts. And the reason why I want to talk about the internal and external bully is because when someone hurts you around you, they're around you and they hurt you, or maybe it's online, maybe you don't even know them personally, but maybe you said something online, and I've seen a lot of this lately in the U.S. because of all the politics. And there are people who don't even know people on social media, and yet they will tear that person down for their beliefs. And they're being a bully, a cyber bully. And that's just as powerful. And so when you have that external bully, whether it's around you face-to-face or whether it's online, then you start to battle that internal bully, the thoughts that are inside your head, and you start believing, well, maybe that person's right. Maybe I am no good. Maybe I am a reject. Maybe I'm worthless. And so you have this external bully, then it triggers the internal bully, and you have to work through that. But how do you do that? How do you stand up to the bully, and how do you work through the internal thoughts that you have about yourself? Well, I want to talk a little bit about that, and I want to encourage you, if you're being bullied, I don't care what you look like, how old you are, how much money you have, what your status in life is, you deserve respect and dignity. And as soon as somebody crosses that, you're being bullied, and you are being subjected to the other person's negativity that's directed towards you. Now, there's a difference between creative criticism or constructive criticism, and maybe you're writing a paper, or maybe you need some extra help in something, and someone says, hey, can I offer some suggestions? And maybe your grammar's not correct, or maybe something else isn't correct. And they say, well, here's some suggestions. Okay, that's constructive. That's good. That's positive. That's how you learn. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the comments that are made to make you feel stupid. Things like, you're so dumb. Look at you. And sometimes I've had clients in my practice say that their parents can tear them down. And they make fun of their weight. They make fun of how they look. And that's a very, very powerful. And that can do a lot of damage to your heart and to your mind if it's your mom or dad that's being your bully. How do you stand up to your mom and dad if they're a bully? Well, really, to stand up to any bully, whether it's your parents or somebody else, it takes a lot of internal confidence. And that's the problem, isn't it? The internal confidence. Do you have confidence? And a lot of times, the bully, the person instigating, trying to hurt you, trying to tear you down, a lot of times they can pick up on that you don't have a lot of confidence, and they use it to their advantage. And so you have to develop, where does this internal confidence comes from? Well, it comes from, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you're worthy, and you don't have to listen to anyone else around you. Or when they try to tear you down, you just tell yourself, that person's being a bully, and I bet that person's hurting themselves. And I know it's not easy. It's a lot easier said than done. I get it. I do. But you have to work on your internal confidence, self-confidence, your self-worth. Because if you work on the inside out, then someone else trying to attack you from the outside in, you're going to have that wall, that screen to be able to say, you're not coming in my life. You're not coming into my heart. The negativity that you're giving me, it's like an invisible force shield. But sometimes it's hard. And sometimes those comments get through your shield and they go right to your heart. So when you are working on your confidence, something else that's very helpful, you need somebody on your side. You need someone that's close to you, a friend or a family member that you can share your hurts with, that you can trust and open up and say, man, someone just said this about me and it really hurts my feelings. I need to talk about it. So when you internalize things and keep it to yourself and you're not talking about it, you're letting it fester and simmer and you're letting it get to you. And then you go to bed and you're thinking about it, and you wake up in the morning and you're thinking about it, and you're starting to believe that that person who is tearing you down, that they were right. There's something in what they said must be true. I must be a reject. I must be a terrible person. There is something wrong with me. I always knew it. Now it's confirmed. Got to protect against that. Because when you have external bullies, almost always is going to trigger that internal bully, those negative thoughts. And you got to resist them. You've got to do something to say, you're not getting anywhere near my heart. But what happens if it does get to your heart and it starts to make you feel bad about yourself? We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week, we talk about the curious things that people do. This show is for you when you're in the mood for unscripted, lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and just a smattering of psychology and information you can use. I promise we will make your day pass a little faster and put a smile on your face. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like human. Please follow the link in the show notes.
What happens when you're already depressed and someone tears you down, what happens then? It makes it worse. So your depression just got 10 times worse. And at times, if you're already depressed and someone's really just tearing you down, there are times where people think, well, no one's for me. Everyone's against me. And so I must do something harmful to myself. And you probably have heard stories or read stories over the years of cyberbullying, that kids and people will kill themselves because of the being a victim of being a bully. And that is tragic. That is horrible. And some of you who are listening or watching this right now, that's you, or it was you. Because when you already lack confidence in who you are as a human being, and somebody else tears you down, it almost confirms that you're a terrible human being. And when you feel like that, you feel like nobody is in your court, no one loves you, no one cares about you, and you feel all alone. And suddenly, the only people that you can see or think about are the ones tearing you down, the ones that are being toxic in your life. So you stand up to them. I remember, this brings back a memory, when I was in high school, and I don't remember exactly what grade. It's probably sophomore, junior, somewhere along that in high school. And I remember going to lunch, and there's always a line, right? So if you didn't take your lunch with you, you had to stay in the line and get the lunch, the cafeteria food. And I remember there was this one guy. It seems like there's always the one guy in your school, depending on how big it is. Now, I grew up in a very small rural school, so everybody knew each other. And so when there was that one guy that was like a beast. he was a football player, and nobody wanted to be around him on the field. That's how mean and big he was. And he was the bully. He was a school bully, and everybody tried to avoid him because you don't want to cross him because he'll beat you up. And I remember this day like it was yesterday, and we were in line, and sure enough, this guy gets behind me, and he was talking smack to me, and I didn't know him really not personally, but I think he was looking for a fight. I think he was looking to beat somebody up. Now, I don't know why, but I was chosen. Yay me. I was a target for that day. I was his target in line. And so he started talking smack to me, and then something in me decided I wasn't going to take it, and I was going to stand up to him. Now, was that stupid of me? I don't know. What I said probably wasn't the best thing, but what I did amazed me, what happened afterwards. So he's talking smack to me. I turn around, and I said something back. I told him that I was not going to back down, that I was not afraid of him. Actually, I was a little. To be honest, he was much taller than I was. But I remember talking and standing up to him, and it was really in front of everybody. And he said, "All right, meet me at the playground after school, and you're dead." Oh, boy. And, of course, this was in front of everybody in the cafeteria. And so after school came. Nothing. Didn't hear back from him from days. I kept kind of looking over my shoulder, waiting for him to pound me in the hallway. And it comes out, this is the amazing part. When I stood up to him, he came up to me later, and he said, "John, I want you to know that you were the only one that stood up to me, and that really made an impact, because I was trying to beat everybody up. I was trying to lift myself up and be in the eyes of everyone in the school. I wanted people to be afraid of me, but for some reason you weren't, and that changed me. And then later, after that, we became friends. Now, no one told me what to do. No one said you should stand up to your bullies. It just, I just did. I thought it was cruel. I wasn't going to, he might have beat me up and gave me a bloody lip, but at least I would stand up to him. And I had no idea that it had that profound of effect on him. And then later on, we became friends. Now, I realize not all of you can do it like that. But if you can start internally standing up to your bullies, having that fortitude inside you to be able to say, I am not going to listen to this person. I'm not going to give in to what they have to say. Or I'm going to talk to somebody and get their confirmation and how they can help me. I'm not going to do this alone. I need help. So do you have a bully in your life? Probably you do. Or it brings back memories when you did have a bully. And perhaps the bully themselves don't even realize they're being a bully. Maybe they're being just sarcastic in their eyes. And they're saying some sarcastic things, and it's very hurtful to you. Because they want to get a laugh. And I know sometimes even teachers do this. My son struggles with a lot of anxiety. And that would cause him to not go to school. He just couldn't go. His anxiety was so bad that he couldn't get himself to school, no matter how hard his mom and I tried to get him to go. And so he would miss a lot of classes. And Noah, my son, said, Dad, it makes it so much harder to know that my teacher makes fun of me. See, my son had a lot of his friends in the class, and there's one particular class that the teacher would make some kind of sarcastic remark about my son not showing up again. And so sometimes the teachers, unknowing to themselves, can be the bully. Or maybe you have said things or done things, and maybe you're thinking, oh my, I might be the bully. And being a bully is not necessarily a full-time job. It might just be occasional things that you say about somebody, but it hurts at last. And if you find yourself and you think through, man, I've hurt other people, I've torn other people down in order to make me look better, I want to encourage you to go to that person and say, you know, what I said or what I did, I realized that I really hurt you, and I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me? I do not want to do that again. Or if you are the victim and you're the object of being the bully, go to that person and say, if you can, I encourage you to do this. So it takes courage and say, what you just said or what you just did really hurt my feelings. I don't know if you meant to hurt my feelings, but it did. So you're standing up for yourself. You're being your own advocate and letting people know what they did, what they said hurt your feelings. Now, it may not change them. They might not say, oh my goodness, I was a bully, I'll never be that again. But at least you're standing up to the bully. It's just like when I was in that line of the cafeteria and I stood up to the bully. He may have pummeled me. He may have gave me a black eye. He could have. But I chose to stand up to him anyway. I stood up to him not to change him, but to change me. To tell them myself, I'm not going to be a victim here, at least not an emotional victim. I might get beat up, but I'm at least going to stand up for myself. That's what I want to encourage you to do. Not that someone's going to physically beat you up, but they might be beating you up with their words. And you can stand up to them and say, what you are saying or what you said yesterday or last year, whatever. That really hurt my feelings, and I was really wounded. You're not doing it to change them. You're doing it to change you. And that, my friends, is powerful. Because when you can learn in yourself that you can stand up to your bullies, all of a sudden your confidence rises. All of a sudden you're starting to feel a little bit stronger. But it takes the first time. And then the second time is a little bit easier. And then your confidence is built up. But it's not easy. It is very hard. Courage is facing your fear. It's not the absence of anxiety. It's not the absence of fear. It's pursuing the fear, knowing that you're doing the right thing. That's courage. Courage doesn't come easy. There's always a price to pay, but it's always the best thing to do. Courage is going to help you not be a victim ever again. And you need to do the same thing for your internal bully. Those negative thoughts that tell yourself you're no good, you're not worthy, you're stupid. You got to stand up to that as well. And you need to say to yourself, stop it. Stop being my bully. Stop being my inner critic. And you might have to take a moment and write some things down on a piece of paper and physically write all the things that you believe are describe you in a positive way. And you might have to look at that. You might have to read that list out loud. But you got to do it. You've got to stand up to your internal bully as well as the external bullies in your life. You can do it. You can. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, what your gender is, where you live, what your status is. You can work on right now, today, being a stronger person and being able to stand up to the bully. Just don't feed it. Don't feed the bully because it will get bigger. And you can do it. You got to work on it every day sometimes. I don't know your situation. You might have, your life might be in jeopardy a lot. I don't know. So your bullies might actually harm you and do a lot of physical harm. You got to use some wisdom on how to stand up to the bully. But you have to learn to start with inside. When someone is, whether they're online and telling you really bad stuff, or they're saying it to your face, it starts with your internal strength. You have it. You just got to find it. It's there. You have a lot of strength inside you. You just have to learn how to harness it and release it and be confident as a human being who deserves dignity and respect. So my encouragement to you, whether you have an external bully or an internal bully or both, work on you. Starts with you. It starts with your confidence as a human being. And so my encouragement to you, I'm gonna leave you with this question, and I want you to be asking yourself, how am I going to live this day? How am I going to live today? Am I going to live in fear? Am I going to live in sadness because of what other people are saying or doing? Or am I going to choose to live this day the best that I can, regardless of what other people say or do? And my hope is that you'll choose to work on you every day I don't know your situation, but I believe if you can work on that, your situation will get better. Or you can help somebody else who's in that situation. Powerful stuff, isn't it? It's hard. It's hard talking and thinking about people in our lives that tear us down. But it's a reality, unfortunately. And just make sure you're not the next person, the next bully. Because like I said, hurt people hurt others. And if you're hurting, you resist the temptation of tearing somebody else down. You have to. Because you don't want to become the bully yourself. Be a promoter of peace and positivity. And it will attract others who want the same thing. It's just the way it works. So will you promote peace and positivity in your life today? It will help. I know it will. All right, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for hanging with me and listening. If you're not already subscribed to my show, I'm on most podcast apps. So go subscribe. If you want to watch these, I'm kind of experimenting right now. I'm actually recording these podcast live on Facebook Live. And if you just go to the mentalhealthtodayshow.com, you'll be able to see all the episodes on my podcast, but you also will see how to access the Facebook page as well. So it's pretty easy. You just go to Facebook and type in the Mental Health Today Show. Pretty easy. And also, as I was talking earlier, if you are able to support the show, I could really use your help. The more I do these shows, the episodes, and I want to expand it, the more expense it comes. I'm really donating my time. I love it. I want to keep it always free, but I'm looking for people who are able to afford to help support the show. If you are, head over to the mentalhealthtodayshow.com. And then click on the Patreon button. It'll take you right to my Patreon page, and you can select what and if you can help. So you can select where you're at and where you can afford. Anything will help. So I already have someone. I just opened it up last week, so it's fairly new. And I already have somebody who's supporting the show. It's awesome. Thank you so much. If you support the show, you'll also get some inside only Patreon supporter inside scoop only. So if you become a Patreon supporter, there are things in there that you'll see nowhere else that are just for my supporters of the show. Well, again, thank you. This has been the Mental Health Today Show, and I want to be your CEO, your Chief Encouragement Officer. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.